Michael Ryan is reporting in the Daily Mail, Columbia County District Attorney Paul Chiaka has become the second prosecutor to withdraw from the investigation into potential wrongdoing in Windham that may or may not involve town supervisor and former police chief Stacy Post. Reached by phone this week, Chiaka offered the paper little detail about the investigation or his decision to withdraw. He said, "I can confirm that I have asked the county court to relieve me from the investigation and prosecution of at least one case in Greene County, the specifics of which I cannot discuss." A former Bronx assistant district attorney, John Sinleitner, has been appointed to take over the probe in the Greene County Supreme Court. Sinleitner maintains a private practice in the town of Hunter. Acting Greene County District Attorney Charles Bukov recused himself in April to avoid any appearance of impropriety. State police investigators raided Post's home and seized a computer from her town hall office in March. No charges have been filed. Town officials continue to decline comment on the matter. Read the full story in the Daily Mail. The 348-megawatt Selkirk cogeneration project announced plans to return to service in a press release from the New York Independent System Operator, NYISO, about recent power plants starting up in the Hudson Valley. In March, the Albany Times-Union reported that the natural gas-fired plant, then employing 30, filed documents with the State Public Service Commission to possibly shut down September 1st if its owners could not negotiate a new land lease. The Selkirk Cogen plant shares land with Saudi Arabia-based SABIC Innovative Plastics on Fiora Bush Road. As a cogeneration plant, the facility has sold steam to the plastics factory. July 30th, the Department of Environmental Conservation made a tentative determination to issue a Title V permit renewal to the plant. The press release from NYISO also touts another new Hudson Valley power source, the 495 MW Danskammer Generating Station in Newburgh. The Register Star reports that Columbia County crime victims can now receive a text message notification about the custody status of an offender incarcerated in a county correctional facility in New York State or a correctional facility in New York City. Columbia County Sheriff David P. Bartlett announced the launch of an enhancement to the New York Sheriff's Victim Hotline, Vine, last week. In 2014, almost 2.8 million crime victims searched the Vine database using either the toll-free number 1-888-VINE-4NY, the Vine mobile app, both available for iPhone and Android, or the website vinelink.com. Read the full story in the Register Star. The Daily Freeman is reporting the New York State Department of Environmental Conservation will host a public information meeting and open house to solicit public input and recommendations to amend the Catterskill Wild Forest Unit Management Plan. The meeting will be held this evening, Wednesday, December 17th, at the Hunter Town Hall. As an initial step to address safety concerns at Catterskill Falls, the DEC installed approximately 200 feet of split rail fencing at the top of the falls and another 150 feet of fencing at the base of the falls to discourage the public from entering hazardous areas. The DEC also installed additional signage warning the public about the danger of leaving the marked and maintained areas. Comments will be accepted through January 16th. For more information, go to www.dec.ny.gov. Your weather forecast for today. The National Weather Service in Albany has issued a special weather statement for the morning of Wednesday, December 17th. Locally dense fog is forecast across the WGXC listening area. Visibility of less than a half mile are possible at times. Today, a slight chance of showers. Areas of fog before 9 a.m., otherwise cloudy, high near 45. Chance of precipitation is 20%. Wednesday night, a slight chance of rain showers, mixing with snow after 9 p.m., then gradually ending. Mostly cloudy with a low around 31. Chance of precipitation is 20%. Your forecast for the next 3 days. Thursday, mostly cloudy, high near 41. Thursday night, mostly cloudy, low around 25. Friday, partly sunny, high near 38. Friday night, partly cloudy, low around 23. Saturday, partly sunny, high near 36. Saturday night, a chance of snow, mostly cloudy, low around 29. Sunrise today was at 7:18 a.m. Sunset is at 4:25 p.m. The length of the day is 9 hours and 6 minutes. There are a number of public meetings today. Today is the third Wednesday of the month. WGXC does suggest calling ahead to confirm the time and location of these meetings. All numbers are in the 518 area code unless otherwise noted. Catskill Town Board meeting, 4:30 p.m. at Town Hall, 439 Main Street, Catskill, 943-2141. Ghent Planning Board, 7 p.m. at Town Hall, 2306 State Route 66, Ghent, 392-4644. Greene County Legislature, public hearing on senior citizen tax exemption, 6:15 p.m. Public hearing on real property tax exemption for those disabled or with limited income, 6:20 p.m. Public hearing, AG District 124, 6:25 p.m. Full legislature meeting, 6:30 p.m. All at County Building, 411 Main Street, Catskill, 719-3270. Hudson Zoning Board of Appeals meeting, 6:30 p.m. at City Hall, 520 Warren Street, Hudson, 828-1030. Stuyvesant Zoning Revision Committee meeting, 7 p.m. at Town Hall, 5 Sunset Drive, Stuyvesant, 758-6248. Taconic Town Meeting, 7 p.m. at Town Hall, 909 Route 82, Taconic, 851-7638. Taconic Hills Board of Education meeting, 6:30 p.m. at Central Office, Boardroom 73, County Route 11A, Craryville, 325-2800.